again, another week, another opportunity for our football team. Obviously, playing against a good Tennessee team. They come off a huge win for them, I'm sure, on Monday night. They're playing good. Quarterback's playing good, distributing the ball around. They got three guys that are that have over 20-plus catches, you know, and they're good players. Again, the runners are running good. They got two rushers who are averaging over 4 yards a carry, one pretty close to five. So they're a potent and offensive football team. On defense, they have really good players. That Jarrell Casey, guys sometimes unblockable, you know, and Arapo and Morgan. And then they have that Eric Walden, who I think is playing really good for them, and Williamson. I mean, I can go on and on and on. They're a good football team, playing good. But again, it's another opportunity for our guys to get back out there in front of our fans. And we appreciate all of our fans and them being there for us, especially during this tough time. But at the same time, we're going to go out there on Sunday and play our tails off. Had a good practice today, had a good start to practice. Guys' spirits are high. They're excited about playing. And we're going to go and see if we can play better than what we have. So to a man, we know we need to do that and do it better in all areas, continue to coach better, play better, prepare better, and then have it manifest itself on Sunday when the game comes. So our guys are doing that. As far as injuries are concerned, Burgess' knee, you know, I think he still has a knee, and we'll see where he is as we go throughout the week. Peppers has a toe. He wasn't able to practice today. We'll see how that progresses throughout the week. We hope both of those young men can make it back this weekend, but that's kind of where we are. Outside of that, there's nothing else really to report. So we're a pretty healthy football team. We just got to continue to work, put our heads down, and keep getting better.
The first thing that Deshaun said to us today was that the benching also sparked some competitive juices for him. And I know that wasn't the intent of sending him, but is that a good byproduct, though, that – that there's some of that fight there as well?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when you don't get to play, a lot of things happen, you know, and especially when it's something you want really bad. But again, like you said, there was a lot of things I was trying to accomplish in that. That wasn't one of them. But I think it is a byproduct of that situation. And so hopefully there's a lot of lessons learned, and he'll grow from it and come out and play as well as I think he can.
Why is just 1 week on the sideline going to make him a better quarterback?
I think, again, you know, sometimes that's what it takes. I mean, I think sometimes people think it takes 3 weeks, 4 weeks. I'm not in that school of thought. I think if a guy can learn the lessons, and if he can regurgitate it back to me, you know, in conversation and in work, and me seeing those things change, then hopefully lessons learned. I mean, everybody's different. Some people takes longer, some people it doesn't. You know, Deshaun, as I said to you guys before, I didn't know how long it was going to take. I just know he was going to play again. I told all of you that. Well, he's playing this week, and I'm looking forward to watching him play. Hopefully the lessons are learned, and we'll grow from there.
You expect him to be the guy moving forward for you the rest of the season?
I'm not going to say the rest of the season, but I know he's the guy right now. I mean, I hope he is. I hope there's no more, you know, times that we got to take him out and let him reset himself. Again, I'm going to say it again. We're talking about a young quarterback who's 21 years old, who's learned the National Football League, and he's wearing a lot of different hats. And I thought it was the right thing to do. As a matter of fact, I know it was the right thing to do a week ago. And I think we'll be better for it. I think he'll be better for it. And hopefully we'll see the growth from him taking a week off last week.
What were you thinking with Cody?
My thinking with Cody was because obviously Kevin, you know, is on the injury report, has some ribs. And again, I think Kevin's fought his tail off last week. You know, obviously didn't go as well as he would like or I would like. But I think also I've also said to all of you that Cody would get a shot at some point, you know. And so I'm going to stick Cody in there as a backup quarterback this week and go from there.
If Kevin didn't have the ribs, would he stay at two, or is it kind of the ribs?
Well, I think the ribs obviously led into my decision. You know, I just think this was a decision I made, that which I think it was best, you know, as we start to head into week seven.
Njoku didn't play as much last week. Was there a reason for that? And just can you speak on his overall development?
Yeah, he played. He didn't play as the number of snaps he played the weeks before, but he's played quite a bit. We missed him, you know, three or four times in this game. So that was disappointing. We had some special things for him in the game. We wasn't able to get it to him. You know, it, those things happen, you know. But, no, I like where David's headed. David's done some really good things. We need to get him the ball more. That's something we'll continue to concentrate on as a staff for his growth. I think he's starting to block better. I think he's starting to prepare better. He understands how he fits in the National Football League, and he's just got to keep growing that way.
In the event that Cody does have to go into the game, what kind of growth did you see from him from last year to this year in camp and practices?
Well, again, I think, you know, obviously in camp there were some things that he was definitely doing better. But, again, you know, the quarterback chart turned out the way it did, you know. And so, obviously, I thought Kevin was a little ahead at the time. But I think one thing about Cody, he's never quit working. He's never complained. He's never let any of that bother him. He just kept doing what he needed to do. And I told him that day when I made a decision that Kevin was a backup, at some point in time, you get your opportunity too. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm pretty much a man of my word that way. I like to stick to that. Like I said, this opportunity happened for several different reasons, but I think it's the right one for Cody at this time.
And Hugh, as far as the turnovers, Deshaun said it really hit him what a momentum swing that is by standing on the sideline. Has that been your experience with especially young quarterbacks that maybe they're so locked in when they're out there that they don't understand that the impact that kind of play is having?
Absolutely. And that was one of the things I really wanted to get accomplished, you know, and I didn't want to get it accomplished that way, you know. Trust me when I tell you. But, no, I think guys need to be able to see that. And I think the other thing, and I don't know if he shared it with you guys, he was able to – when you're in the midst of the season and you're going through, you know, the process every week, you watch the game that you played in, but you don't really get a chance to go back and just watch yourself, you know, because you're – into the next week's game plan. You're done with that game, into the next one. So I think he really took some personal time to look at his mistakes. We put them all on a tape, on a reel, so he can really watch the things that he needed to improve at. And to me, that is a big of a boost to learn something from than anything. And he did that. And I remember the conversation we had in my office about it. And then watching him be so into it on the sideline this past week and us talk through some of those situations and some of those turnovers, I think he was able to see where I was coming from. And sometimes it takes that. I know a lot of people don't understand that, or, you know, all the Hugh, that's just hogwash, whatever all that is. But some guys do have to go through that to understand how important every play is and how important possession of the ball is. And hopefully we've grown from that.
Multiple positions in your career. The phrase, there's no one right way to do something, does it apply more to quarterbacks than any of the other positions?
Oh, absolutely. You just said it. Because they all come in all kind of different shapes and sizes. They all learn different, you know. They're all in different systems. It's what you think is best for that particular player. Obviously, I'm not handling Deshaun the same way I did Joe Flacco or Andy Dalton or Carson Palmer or any of that. You know, everybody's different. And my job is to try to find the best way to get them to play as well as they can play. And that's, you said it. I mean, it is different for every guy. It's not a cookie cutter thing, you know, just do this and it works. It's not like that.
Is there anything that you can do for Deshaun to let him gain a little bit more confidence too? Or maybe you're already doing all of this, but, you know, anything you can borrow from his college playbook or anything that you can do to help him feel more comfortable?
No question. I think there's things that we do try to do that way, you know, that help him that way. Obviously, any quarterback, you want to get him into a rhythm as fast as you can, you know, and that's obviously when you said that, that's throwing the ball. You want to have easy throws, a guy can complete the ball, and the confidence starts to grow. We've been sometimes that doesn't happen that way, you know, for whatever the reasons are, that's what it's been. And that's disappointing because that's the goal. Our goal is to be quarterback friendly and have him go out and feel really good about what he's doing. And their confidence start to go and you look up and they're 13 or 14 and, you know, however many yards and a touchdown or two. That's the goal, you know, and we just haven't been able to pull it off yet. So we just got to keep working at it.
A little slow sometimes. I'm still hazy on why Hogan got dropped a third.
Ribs. He has bruised ribs.
Yeah.
They're pretty bruised in my opinion. So it's not because of performance. I'll be the first to tell you that. So again, I'm not gonna put a guy out there or let him go through the week it was tough. He was running a ball today. If you guys see him. And I knew what was going to happen. And sure enough, because he wants to be tough and go out there and prove he's ready to play. And he gets hit right on the spot and he drops the ball, everything. You know? So that tells me that coach is right. And I'm sure he's saying that coach is right, player wrong. you know, because you just got to be protecting of these guys in this situation. They want to be out there. I think I have a pretty good idea what a guy can do and can't do, and I don't think he's ready to be out there right now.
You were talking about the turnovers in the red zone. Most of them have come through the air.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will just say, well, why not just run the ball?
Absolutely.
But is it really, though, that simple of a fix? Just you run it more?
No, it can be. You know, there's no question. I mean, I've told our quarterbacks, I won't throw it down there if I have to. You know, if I can't trust you, I mean, if you are going to turn the ball over to the other team, I will not throw it. I mean, if we end up kicking field goals, we end up kicking field goals. At least we'll have a chance to kick a field goal. But we're down there, and there's plays to be made. There's opportunities. I think they see them. If you play quarterback in the National Football League, what do you want to do? You want to throw touchdown passes. You know, you're not here to hand the ball off every play. Eventually you go, well, coach, you don't trust me. You won't throw the ball in that situation. Well, it's a double-edged sword. So we got to do what we have to do to score points. But we also have to do what we have to do to be team protecting as much as we can. And I think our quarterbacks get that now. We have to because we have not done a great job in the scoring zone with the ball. So we got to improve that way.
Did your bro get hurt, excuse me, in the game Sunday? And are you optimistic he can practice?
Yes, I'm very optimistic he can practice. He did not get hurt in the game. This is something that's just kind of been lingering a little bit that we're going to take care of and make sure that he's going to be good to go and ready to go.
What makes talk about those stats for their running backs. What makes that running game so good for Houston?
Their front, their offensive line, the threat of the quarterback, you know, because he also runs with the ball. You know, you got to defend all 11 guys out there. You know, you got to, their blockers are good. They pull. They have a lot of different schemes. They do a lot of different things. It's not just line up and run power football. They're all over the place offensively, which is good. They've created different running lanes for their runners as well as the quarterback.
Sense of, I know Kenny Britt's list is limited, but do you think he'll be able to play?
I do. No, I think he'll be ready to go this week. You know, that was the plan. Let's make sure, and I said it before, let's get him totally healthy before we stick him back out there. But he had a good practice today, and hopefully we can build on that tomorrow, and we'll go from there.
He was talking to us today about playing the team that drafted him and being for the first time and being kind of amped up about that. Do you sense any of that with him?
Oh, yeah. I think he's excited to play. I mean, he hasn't played for 2 weeks, you know, so – hopefully, like I said, he's healthier, that he is hungrier to go out there and do the things that we think that Kenny can do.